My dad was in the 376 flight squadron in support of the D-Day invasion of Normandy from the bases in England. When the order came in that the invasion was on, his commanding officer told him and his company, "This is it. Send your wives home." One of my dad's standout memories of the war. I don't know why wives were on the base. I never asked Dad, and now I can't. You may have noticed I was away the last few days. I took off for New York City to be with him since he's been pretty frail lately. He died Tuesday morning. David Werman, he was a great guy. You get a small dose of him whenever you hear me, I can assure you. He loved politics and music. I kind of have his laugh. He was a psychoanalyst and actually gave me one of the best pieces of advice when interviewing people. Keep the questions brief. The best answers, he said, come when you just sort of nudge the door open a bit and then let them walk all the way in. I hope I mostly follow that advice. Dad was 92, died of cancer, but after a rich 92 years, I guess you can kind of say he died of old age. Very little suffering, in his bed, in his sleep, in the city where he was born, New York. Now, I really don't want you to think I'm turning my dad's death into a story for the world, but let me just say, my dad traveled a lot in his life. He knew Europe, West and East quite well. He knew the Mideast and had been to Africa once. He loved Mexico, and it was funny to see the world come to his doorsteps in Manhattan in the last days of his life. The doormen in his apartment building from all over the place loved him. They also listened to the world. Ty, who's from the West Indies, wrote my sister and me, "From the first day we met," he said, "I knew Doc was no ordinary man. He was full of life, joy, and laughter." That is definitely true, was definitely true. So let me thank you, doormen, Ty and Jose, Asif and Ron, and anyone else I may have neglected. And let me thank Mona, the hospice nurse from Nepal, and Anna, Dad's housekeeper from Colombia, who wanted to take a few minutes alone to pray with his body before she left his apartment one last time. And Hélène, his piano teacher from France, who had to find out from the doorman when she came for Dad's lesson on Tuesday. "I'm so sorry we couldn't reach you sooner." And the waiter from Mexico at the diner down the block, and everybody else who helped out this 90-something guy in recent years. Thank you for coming to New York, and thank you for the friendship you found with my dad. And on that note, let me thank all of you for listening to The World today.